What is up, everybody? This is the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Rock Spotlight's mission is to connect others through an educational podcast. Each episode will highlight someone from Rochester, New York, in the health and wellness space who is thinking outside of the box, providing exceptional products and or services, and is elevating our community. Make sure to stay tuned after the podcast for more information on my practice, on my approach to healing, and a little bit more about myself. Thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, and today we'll be talking about a hot topic these days, the plant-based diet. There are so many ways to look at nutrition and what is the best way to eat. This is a huge debate, and it totally depends on the individual. I am not 100% plant-based. However, I do think most of us can agree we all could use a little bit more plants in our diets. You can argue there are some anti-nutrients in plants that may cause issues in certain individuals. However, on the flip side, some people, myself included, feel amazing when they eat more plants. Again, it depends on the person. Plants are rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, polyphenols, and so much more. That is why I have Jason DeLeo on the podcast to tell us how and why we should consider a plant-based diet. So with that, let me introduce Jason. Jason DeLeo is from Webster, New York, and graduated from the Culinary Institute of America. He has been in the food service business for over 30 years, and in 2002 opened Foods by DeLeo Catering Company right here in Webster, New York. In 2016, he started Meals by DeLeo after a long battle of numerous back surgeries. And by numerous, I mean, I think 9, but we'll get into that. During this process, he battled depression, addiction, and met God face to face, which changed his life. After this transformation took place, he began helping others and the community around him. Then in 2019, another curveball was thrown his way, where he had a heart attack and had bypass heart surgery. He again fell into depression while anger set in, and it was a rough year in 2019. Since then, Jason has had other ups and downs. However, he has always seemed to land on his feet. He's been forced to maintain a physical and mental toughness to be the anchor for his family and business. Recently, Jason has been 100% vegan, which will be the focus of today's podcast. He is the father of 4 beautiful sons and says his wife is the only reason he still exists on this planet. She is his best friend and his strength. He sees each day as a chance to try his best, love others, and make an impact on his community and the world around him. Welcome to the podcast, Jason. How are we doing, man?
Good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What an intro. You got quite the story. So let's dive in a little bit deeper here with your story. So what or who inspired you to get into the health and wellness space?
Well, honestly, I've battled weight my whole life. And you know, as you mentioned, I've had some back surgeries tacked on over the years. So really what inspired me was my own lack of health, you know, 300 pounds on all kinds of medication. You know, I used to hide from the camera and basically I didn't feel good about myself. Didn't like the way I didn't like looking at myself in the mirror, to be honest with you. And the tape that played in my head was pretty miserable. And like you said there, I met God face to face and realized that I wasn't all the things that I was telling myself. I wasn't a loser. I wasn't a piece of garbage. I wasn't those things. The tape that I used to play and I wasn't good enough. I couldn't do this. I couldn't do that. And I decided that I wanted to change. And I started with, I was at a place called Team Challenge, and my fitness journey really started there. I threw a few arguments when I got there. They kind of threw me into the kitchen to detox and wash dishes. And within a couple of days, I ran the kitchen, and that was my job for the entirety. And when I was there, I was in terrible shape. I was on 3 antidepressants that they threw in the garbage. I was on all kinds of opiates, morphine, benzos, Oxycontin. They threw all that in the garbage. And I figured, well, now's the time to do it all. And I started to, I was cooking for everybody. I started eating healthy. Chipotle would deliver free chicken and beef and rice. So I would take the chicken, some vegetables, a little bit of rice. I ate that four times a day. And then I would take whatever raw ingredients we have and cook for the rest. And right around that time, there was a big, there was a gentleman there, big fella from Brooklyn, Big Mac, we called him. And, you know, he took a liking to me and he knew I was kind of down on myself and he'd come and just tap me every day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'd feed him and he'd say, all right, big man, how many pushups can you do? Let's do five pushups. I said, I don't know if I can even do one. You know, I'm 3 months out of surgery, my fifth and sixth back surgery. And I didn't know what I could do. So we got down, I did three and he started coming every day, three times a day. I do three, then four each time, then five each time. And before you knew it, within a month's time, I was at 100 pushups three times a day. We started doing planks. I was eating healthy and that's how it started.
I didn't know you went to Teen Challenge. I know, yes. Some of the staff there. That's a great organization.
Fantastic. It's saved my life. Saved my life. We, as a company, you know, we've brought all kinds of stuff out to the Syracuse location. And a friend of mine just opened up the Rochester Teen Challenge right behind me.
Just opened up.
Yeah. My kitchen's on Bernard Street. Yeah. And Chris, a couple blocks the other way. So we started hooking up with them too. And, you know, we're going to try and best we can, maybe get some of their guys here, teach them how to do some stuff in the kitchen and, you know, link up as much as we can there. I love the organization. Obviously saved my life.
Yeah.
And Harrison, who's the director over there, is a personal friend, a great man.
I'm excited for that partnership. That's just starting. You know what I mean? There's a lot of opportunities for you both to help each other out. I do the golf tournament for them. I did the golf tournament last year out in Darien Lake. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I know some of the staff, just a great organization. Like you said, it saved your life. It saves people's lives. It's amazing. Yes. So Meals by DeLeo started in 2016, but why did you start Meals by DeLeo?
Well, so like I said, after Teen Challenge, I came home. I was, you know, newly sober, new mindset. And I decided that, I wanted to take it even further. My goal was to get a six pack. And, you know, that was a long distance for me. So in that journey, I learned a lot about, matter of fact, a friend of mine, turned me on to Beachbody back when I started. And, I used to see, they give you these little boxes and you can have at each meal, you can have this colored, box for meat, this color, you know, it was a certain amount, half a cup, whatever it was. And you filled your boxes. That's what you ate. And then I started going to the gym and meeting other guys, and I'd see them eating out of these black boxes. So I said, I'll find those. And so I just started. It was really just an organic thing for me, not really knowing what meal prep was, not really knowing this was an actual thing that people did. I just started doing it when I was learning from guys. And then I'm at the gym. And at this time, fast forward, maybe I'm doing this 6-8 months. I got a trainer, somebody gave me a diet to follow. I'm in the gym and I'm putting it in and my six packs, you know, not there, it's there. You still can't see it, too much fat on the top, but it's starting to get better. And, you know, I was looking pretty good. And, young gentleman by the name of Nick Benedetto comes up to me and said, hey, you know, what are you on? What are you taking? And I'm like, what do you mean? He says, you know, you on any gear? And I said, not any gear. I said, I just got off drugs. What are you out of your mind? So I told him I eat about 3.5 pounds of chicken every single day. My diet's real tight and I come to the gym and I drink a lot of water, you know. So after talking to him for a couple of minutes, I told him I was a chef and what I eat. And he said, would you sell me meals? I said, I guess, right? Yeah, I would sell them to you. He said, all right, I'll take 18. Can you have them tomorrow? I said, I just made fresh ones at the house. I drove to my house, brought them, sold it to him. Nick was another blessing in my life. I whenever I talk about Meals by DeLeo and Food by DeLeo, if it wasn't for Nick Benedetto, there would be no Food and Meals by DeLeo.
He kickstarted it.
Well, not only that, within 24 hours, he called me. He had two roommates. They lived with him. They tried the meal. He sold another 36 meals. And from there, he was my partner. And basically, he helped me grow the business for the first year. He's recently gone to New York City and doing great things, but yeah, that's kind of how the meal. I did it for myself. It worked. Mm-hmm. And then I started doing it for others, and I found out I could help others do what I did, you know. And then I met people that were overweight and had different health issues, and I was able to help them.
So you're not eating 3.5 pounds of chicken anymore. So why did you decide to go plant-based?
Well, so like you said, I never actually had a heart attack. I had, they caught it before the heart attack, but I did have 6 bypass open heart surgery.
Okay. My mistake. Okay.
No, yeah. That's okay. And it was almost 3 years ago to the day. Today's February 2nd, mm-hmm. February 6th, 3 years ago, I was 43 years old. Wow. And I had a 6-pack at the time. I was in best shape of my life. And so never saw it coming, and had that surgery. Like I said, had a battle for, you know, went backwards in my mindset and stuff for a little while. But after some faith and some love and some family and another program I've talked about, got me back on, get my mindset going in the right direction. Anyway, during that time, I wasn't eating great. I was taking my medication. I wasn't exercising. I was just feeling sorry for myself. Poor me, back surgery, poor me, heart surgery. You know, I'm young. I'm going to die in the next 3 weeks. What the hell's going on? Every pain. So I just got down on myself and didn't really take care of myself again for a little while. I didn't blow up like a balloon, but I put on another, you know, I put 10, 15 pounds on, and it really was my mindset. So this past July, that went on for a little while. This past July, I had my blood work taken, and my triglycerides were 800, and my cholesterol, everything was ridiculous. My H1C with my sugar, everything was out of whack, and I was not in a good way.
Walking heart attack.
Yes. And so I went, and I happened to see my cardiologist. That's how I got the numbers. And the cardiologist said, listen, I'm sending you to a specialist in our practice. He's a cardiologist, but he specializes in vegan. And I want you to see him. So I made an appointment, and it was like, I don't know, 10, 11 days away. So I went home. Somebody told me about a movie called Game Changers. So I put it on Netflix, and I really needed to make this change. You know, I had some thing, you know, some fear and like, what the hell am I doing? I watched Game Changers, and I listened to a guy named Andy Frisella. I listened to his podcast, and there's something called 75 Hard. Mm-hmm. And I had tried and failed that next day after I watched Game Changers. My diet turned to 100% completely vegan, which is part of the 75 Hard program. And I began the 75 Hard program, and I made it all the way through. So that was July. We're in February. And since then, I've been plant-based. And I did literally go from eating 3.5 pounds of meat a day to none.
Wow. Now, does plant-based mean vegan or vegetarian or both?
So the way I understand it, plant-based means vegan. The reason I don't call myself a vegan is out of respect for people that are vegan, that and that means in my mind, and if I'm saying it wrong, I don't want to make anybody mad. You can do that. I really don't care. I'm just trying to get it right. you know what I mean? I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings, but what I understand is somebody told me one time, I said I was vegan. They said, well, if you wear a leather belt, leather shoes, and you eat honey, you're not a vegan. I said, okay. I said, then what am I? You're plant-based. I said, all right. That's what I am, plant-based. But I eat no animal products, except for I do have the occasional honey.
Mm-hmm. Now, why is it a healthy way to eat?
Well, so again, what I've learned since I've started, there's zero saturated fat in anything that you're eating. So for diabetics, you know, the carbohydrates aren't really what drives your numbers up. Mm-hmm. It's the carbohydrates mixed with the saturated fat in your blood that your pancreas can now no longer process, which drives your sugar up. And we all think, well, oh shit, that's obviously the carbohydrates, the sugar I'm eating, which is driving the sugar up, which, don't get me wrong, it does. I'm not saying it doesn't. It's the mix of the two that really gets that type 2 diabetic. So there's that. Then it literally is, you know, I've done some research since. It literally is the one thing. Let's take somebody in my position 3 years ago. You have six arteries that need to be worked on. Mm-hmm. Except for, I was a 43-year-old healthy young man, except for the heart. But if you weren't and you couldn't have surgery, what they would do is they'd put you on a completely vegan, oil-free diet. In doing so, you can literally do the reverse the damage that you've done to your heart in your arteries mm-hmm. by doing that. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand all the science behind it. I just figured, here's what I'll do. I'm going to do it because I have this bad heart. I know I'm going to see this vegan doctor. I know what he's going to tell me to do. I'm a chef. I'll probably figure it out. So I did. And when I went back 130 days after I did it, my numbers were significantly different. And then I got my 3 months later and I went and saw the same cardiologist. He said, my cholesterol is undetectable. He said, like a newborn baby, my triglycerides went from 800 to 120 and now they're under 50.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So to me, I just took somebody's advice. I did the thing with the food. Mm-hmm. I read up on a few things and then I just did it 100% to mm-hmm. see what happens. And then that's what happened. Now my numbers all are great. Every number, on my blood work was literally transformed, reversed, right? Mm-hmm. On top of, I've had 9 back surgeries, mm-hmm. like we said. My joints always hurt. Everything always hurts. My inflammation in my body. I would have done it had I known, forget about all the other, forget about the heart, forget about all that. Had I known the inflammation in my body would have went down and I would have felt better, as good as I feel. I would have done it just for that. On top of, honest to God, sex is better. My skin is clearer. My mind is better. I've got more energy.
Yeah.
I really, and I did drop about 27 pounds. And I don't really, I eat a really good diet now. Mm-hmm. But I eat kind of in this parameter of clean eating, what I want to. I don't really restrict myself too much. Mm-hmm. And I stay at the ideal weight that I want to be at. Yeah. I can play with it if I want to add a little more muscle, and I'm learning how to do that with, you know, you do have to up the protein. I don't care who you are. But I was eating 320 grams of protein a day. I eat about 150 now, and I'm able to maintain and add muscle without a problem. And because I'm not restricting my carbs at all, I've got the energy to hit the gym hard. So as long as my body holds together, I do pretty good.
Yeah. Right. Wow. So many good points in there. My takeaways though were the starchy refined carbohydrates mixed with the saturated fats. That's when it's a problem because I eat a lot of saturated fats. I eat a lot of red meat. My triglycerides are like 25.
Okay.
But I don't eat a lot of that crap carbohydrates. I have carbs, but good carbs, fruit, sweet potatoes, all that. But I don't eat like the pastries and the crackers and all that crap white flour that is just makes that fat stick to your blood vessels. And that's what causes blockages. So there, you can eat, you don't have to be plant-based. That's one option. And that's really working for you. And you feel great. And that's amazing because you're lowering your inflammation and you're cutting out the junk food. I think a lot of it's that you eliminate the processed junk. If you're strict with a diet plan, with just eating cleaner, right?
Yeah. And to me, anything I do, anything I change, any adjustment from when I went to Teen Challenge to today, it's got to work with my life. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So I put it into my lifestyle. It's got to become who I am, what I do. If I want any long lasting change to happen. Mind you, at 43, I've had the heart surgeries. Mm-hmm. If I didn't, I would never be a vegan or plant based. I just wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I love meat. I'm a chef, for God's sake. You know, it's there are a lot of challenges with it. But I do like the benefits, and because of my health, that's what I do. Now, I think it's always, it's not for everybody. I guess, like you said, it's not for everybody and it's not needed by everybody, to be honest. So,
but if it's going to get you to eat less processed junk, then try it. It's a step in the right direction. Just adding more plants to your diet is going to cut out the crap and lower your inflammation. Yeah.
And plants are great. But I would mention also legumes, you know, people don't get enough, beans and lentils and, you know, there's so many great foods that we don't put in our diet because meat is so heavily as the main starch, you know, as the main dish.
So that's a great segue. So how do you make sure you get all your essential amino acids eating plant-based?
So I take, protein powder, and in my protein powder, I make sure the one I get has the essential amino acids in it. But also, leafy greens every day. Every day I'm eating some kind of beans and rice. Beans and rice have all 9 essential amino acids.
Which is crazy. Cause you look at that and you're like, okay, people live on beans and rice, people that are on a budget, people, third world countries. That's perfect. That's a perfect meal. That's a balanced meal that is including all the essential amino acids that you need. And you can thrive on that. Just beans and rice.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
I didn't know that until recently. It shocked me, but that's all you need.
That is all you need. And there's a lot of ways. I take one supplement that for my research is needed. I take B12.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So I take, the essential B vitamins, for that. Cause you need to get, you can get that from eating dirt as well, but you got to get that through the cow or the animal that's eating the dirt. Then you get all the way through. So I don't want to eat dirt. So we'll just take the B vitamin. I take a gummy.
Yeah. Stick with that. I like that. Yeah. Those are the biggest knocks probably on plant-based. You're not getting adequate protein and you're B12 deficient possibly. So you're covering that.
Yeah, and I will say, as a guy that goes to the gym and I get the macro based lifestyle, it is difficult. If you have to supplement some protein, at least I have to. If any of your listeners have any more advice for me, I'm always ears. I love to learn. But I found it's I have to get my macros up to at least 150 grams of protein a day. I need a supplement of a drink or, you know, protein powder or something like that.
I'm assuming your protein powder is plant-based, right? Is it cranberry protein, pea protein?
So the one I use is a mix. I use the Vega, which is plant and pea. I've tried almost everything, and Vega seems to be the best tasting for me. But somebody I'm going to try something else. I'll let you know how that goes.
Cool. So what are a few misconceptions when it comes to eating a plant-based diet?
That there's not enough variety. That's not true. That really is just in your imagination. There's nothing you can make besides obviously grilled steak or something, but there's no dish from tacos to stir fried Italian food, to French food, you name it. With a little creativity, you can take any dish and make it plant-based. You really can. It just takes wanting to, like I said, it has to become a lifestyle. If it's a lifestyle, well, now it's what I do. It's my life. I'm going to learn about it a little bit. I'll take, instead of all the Instagram stuff, maybe I take 15 minutes and I read up on it, on some recipes. And if I do spend time in the kitchen, which most people do some cooking for themselves. Well, now I'm going to learn just a new style. I chop the same. It's the same spices. It's the same herbs. It's the same ingredients, except for it's missing this and this. You just got to go at it with an open mind and willing to learn and have fun with it and understand that if I'm going to do this, it's not a decision to go and lose 30 pounds so I can go fit in my bathing suit. This is a lifestyle. And so let me treat it as such, as a new habit. And as a new habit in consistency, like anything else, I'm going to make it part of my life. And it's not difficult. It's not difficult. And you really don't miss out on things. Another misconception is that you're not going to get enough protein. I did say you have to think about it. It's got to be part in your lifestyle, like anything else. In my lifestyle, I want to have a certain amount of protein for my body to react a certain way. for the aesthetics. So I've got to put it in. I've got to think about it. But you can get it in. You just have to think about it. You have to plan it. I drank protein shakes when I was eating 3 pounds of chicken a day, beef, chicken, and fish. But I also supplemented with protein shakes. So it's not that difficult. You do not need as many grams of protein as you think. Mm-hmm. I will say that for each individual is different. I'll say I'm 46 and getting 150 grams in, I'm able to get stronger, add muscle, and maintain what I have. So also that there's, you know, you eat nothing but junk food. I've heard that too. Well, you know, the plant-based lifestyle is what grows in the ground. If you're eating junk foods because you're not making it part of your lifestyle, you're not thinking about it, and you're using convenience products. Mm-hmm. If you do that on a non-plant-based lifestyle, just a regular carnivore, right, and you eat that way, well, you're going to get the same results, right? You're going to go for that grab-and-go items. You're going to eat shit that's in a bag that's got all kinds of fillers. You know what I mean? So, again, a lifestyle, right? I keep going back to that, but just depends how you want to live. So the misconceptions, I guess, are no different than any other, I hate to call them diets, but we'll say diet. Whether your diet is meat or your diet is pescatarian or your diet is vegan or vegetarian, doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. Without some thought and planning and making good choices, any misconception that you have about any way you eat is going to be true, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. What about like some pitfalls with it? Like when I think of plant-based, I think of, or vegans, I think a lot, again, I'm not judging, but a lot of people reach for the carbs. They're too heavy on the carbs. And you already talked about protein. You got to make sure you're getting adequate protein, but any one diet, if done incorrectly, or you're half in, it's not going to be healthy for you.
Right. A lot of people that I run into a lot of people and, I talk about this stuff with them. And if you ask a few questions, you find out they say, all you're eating is carbs. Well, tell me about your diet today. Mm-hmm. And then let's talk about what you ate throughout the day. And I bet you 80% of that is carbs. Just the human diet, right? If people are honest, unless you think about it and you have a lifestyle choice you made, I bet you 80% of what you got coming in are for our carbs. Well, same can be true for a plant-based lifestyle. Now, what I'll tell you is, I'm eating more carbs than I ever did. Mm-hmm. I check my sugar every day because I do have type 2 diabetes, and my numbers are controlled almost by diet. So again, my carbs are way up, 50-50. So I say way up. I would say I get 150 grams of protein a day. I get about 250 grams of carbs a day. Mm-hmm. So not 50-50, maybe whatever that is, 65. Whatever the split is,
my 35, fat makes up,
yeah, thank you. but yeah, I mean, if you're, I'm definitely eating more carbs than I ever did. That is a mm-hmm. fact. Mm-hmm. Because, but I'm also eating, again, in the way I eat, it's clean. I'm eating more fiber, than I ever did as well.
But you're moving your body too. You're lifting weights. You're using that energy, that glucose that you're consuming. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So you've already kind of touched on this, but what's like the biggest change you've noticed in your health since going plant-based?
Inflammation.
I thought you were going to say the sex.
You know what?
I'm just kidding. It's up there. It's on the list. It made the list.
It's at least number two, right? But I'll tell you what, I honest to God, and everybody's got their own problems, but you know, with 9 back surgeries and, you know, my spine is just a mess. Mm-hmm. Anything I can do, I would do anything short of taking painkillers to give myself some relief, you know, mm-hmm. from the pain and the stuff I deal with every single day. Yeah. And that's been a huge difference. I just feel a little looser all the time.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. 9 surgeries. That's crazy. I can't even fathom that being a chiropractor. I mean, I've heard of maybe 2 or 3, I think 3. I've had another patient who's had 3, and that's a lot. You've had 9 back surgeries.
Yeah. It's I'm like Humpty Dumpty. You know what I mean?
You're a cat, like man. Dumpty. Yeah.
Yeah. My wife keeps putting me back together again after each one. So,
hey, stay with her, man. Yeah. She's the keeper. All right.
She's definitely.
Shout out to Nicole. She's a keeper. Babe. Okay. Bye. So let's keep moving here. So do you ever crave or miss eating meat?
No, I do miss, when I go out to dinner, you know what I mean? There's not, unless you're going to specific restaurants, you know, and they're really thinking about doing a plant-based item that's 100% plant-based.
Right.
I miss having more options, because sometimes the options just suck. You know what I mean? And and can you do this without that, without this? And then you never know what the hell you get. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I went to one spot and I got I wanted the vegan pho, and it was beef broth with vegetables, no beef in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's that part I do. And then the other day, my boys brought home some chicken out rock, and you can smell the fried chicken, and smells get to me sometimes, but I don't miss it. I don't think about it, but every once in a while, yeah, you're, I have nothing against it. So I still do know it tastes great.
But it's a choice. You know, you get that trigger, maybe, you smell that and you're like, no, I'm good. I'm not going to go that route.
Well, and I'll tell you what, if I loosen up or we go on vacation and I'll have some cheese on my pizza, I've added a little dairy in as my cheat, you know what I mean, for going away or whatever. And I really have cut that out.
You feel like crap. It hurts. Well, you get inflamed.
Brother, the inflammation within hours, man. It's insane. Just all of a sudden I'm just more crickety and shit,
you're more sensitive to it. Yeah.
Right.
So then you don't want it. That's awesome. So a tough question here, but I'm really curious in your response. In your professional opinion, how do we solve the obesity epidemic?
There's only one way. So not only in my opinion, but here's the fact.
Shoot me straight, man. Hashtag facts. Let's go.
Hashtag the only way.
The only way.
Personal choices. So if you can help people make better personal choices, that's the only way. Now we can back up and I can say, well, how do I think you do that? Well, the only way to get a guy like me to make personal choices better, back when I didn't want to make any good personal choices, the number one thing that changed was that I had to believe a couple things. Well, I'll say the first one, I had to believe it was that I could do that. That if I made that choice, I could follow through with that choice.
Mm-hmm.
B, I had to feel, I had to find something good enough that I could feel good enough about myself to feel like I was worth it and to keep it up. Mm-hmm. And I want to say positivity, the belief in yourself, the faith, whether it's God or you got to have that in your heart. That has to change, because otherwise you're not going to make good choices. Mm-hmm. You're always going to feel defeated. You're always going to feel like a loser. That tape has to change.
Mm-hmm.
I heard somebody say, if you believe you're a 40%, if you believe you're going to live your life at 40%, then every time you do that diet or you do that thing that puts you up to that 60, 70, 80%, you don't believe you're that guy. So you always slide back to that 40%. You got to believe you're an 80%er.
Yeah.
And then you can believe you're 100%er. And you'd be surprised what you can do if you just change your mindset.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just going to say, that's the one word. Everything you're saying, it comes back to mindset. Like, that's 100%. How I understand it. That's how I communicate it to patients and people that I love. And that's exactly what you're saying. It starts with your mindset. Our minds are so powerful.
I mean, think about this. I can deliver you meals and a piece of paper that says, if you eat this, you can do that. The goals you have for yourself, you'll reach. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cook you the food. I'm going to get it to your house and I'm going to give you the plan. Right.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Well, then why wouldn't you do that? It's there's something holding you back. You got to figure that part out first. And you got to say, I'm okay. It sounds hokey pokey, but it really starts with believing in yourself, your mindset, and feeling like you're worth the extra effort in yourself to make those lifestyle changes.
Yeah. Conviction. We have to believe in ourselves, whether we're starting a business, whether we're starting to get healthy, whether we're starting a new relationship, whatever. If you don't believe in yourself that you're going to succeed in whatever venture you're doing, then you're not.
Amen, brother.
But if you have that conviction, then you get that confidence. And it's not arrogance, but it's just confidence. It's just like you're standing taller. Your shoulders are back. You're ready to go. Like you're bulletproof.
Well, and I'll tell you what, it happens for everybody different. How it happened for me is I just realized after a series of horrible events that I was still, that no matter what, man, I'm standing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And once I believed, for me, I read the Bible and I read some things about how God saw me. And I thought, well, if there is a God, and I believe there is a God, and this is what he says about me.
Yeah.
Well, then I must be lying to myself. Right. And those just that simple, those few simple thoughts really change the trajectory of my life. Really.
I was just listening to Joe Rogan, his podcast, and he likes when his kids, he's got young kids, I think, or maybe in college and high school, but when they were growing up, he liked when they would lose, when their teams would lose, because it was such a teaching moment. He goes,
yeah,
they're crying, they're disheveled, they're so angry. And he goes, just get better, like practice. You need to practice more. They're better than you. So now in order for you to get better, you just need to practice more and then you can beat them. And then they would. And then he's just like, you eventually lose again to something and then just keep practicing, just keep getting better at whatever you want to get better at. It's a fun game, but that starts at a young age. And I think a lot of kids aren't getting that message. And that carries over into adulthood. And then you're just on a downward spiral of depression and you don't have the self-worth.
Well, and I'll tell you, I was a victim, and I can still, believe me when I tell you, every day can be a battle for me. Just getting out of bed, I can victimize myself as I'm putting one foot on the ground because everything feels like it's going to fall off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've got a list of things I need to get accomplished today. And so I've got to get my mind right for my eyes open. And point is, it happens different for everybody. You got to get there.
Yeah.
You got to get there. You got to find a way.
Yep. Amen, man. So how do you win the day? What's a perfect day for Jason DeLeo?
Well, so I mentioned 75 hard, real
is quick. Is that a lifestyle for you? I mean, is that every day, or are you just doing 75, take a break, do it again once a year?
So there's 75 hard. You do 75 days, then you take a break, and then there's three phases.
Okay.
So I'm in phase one, which is 30 days right now. I'm on day 10. And for me, it just keeps me on point. And what I'm finding is when I have a list of things to do and I check off that list, as long as they're reasonable things, and I'm not trying to stress myself out, because if I'm adding stress to my life, then I call that I lost a day. Okay. My life now, I'm looking to accomplish as much as possible with zero stress and as much enjoyment as I can, because I don't know how much time I got left, but who the fuck wants to stress and worry and cry and moan and hate yourself and hate everybody around you, right? So I'm trying to add productivity without adding stress. And when I do that, so for me, how I do that is I have a list. When I check that list off at the end of the day, when everything's checked off, I won the day. And I don't pack on too much. I keep it simple and I just keep moving forward and I stay consistent. And if I can do that every day, I win every day.
Andy Frisella, he's all about I used to listen to his podcast, Five Wins. Get your five wins for the day. To-do list, five things. That's it.
That's it. And I'll tell you what, man. At the right time in my life, you know, this 75 hard thing came around. It was last January I started, and I did 30 something days and I failed out because I got COVID. I was down and out. Then I tried to restart a couple more times, but in all that, even in those failures, all got me where I am right now. And I'll tell you what, it's a good place to be.
Yeah, that's respect, man. My brother did that a few months ago, and that was hard stuff. He did it though. Yeah, that's tough.
My son's doing his second round now. I've got another lady. My wife's best friend is doing it with me. She's doing her first round of 75. Her son's doing it. He's in the Navy. He's in San Diego. He started. So
nice.
You know what? It's one of the things you want people to realize that what they're capable of. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they don't know.
What about 2022? Anything exciting planned for your business this year?
Yeah, a lot of good things. We changed our logo. We went from Meals by DeLeo and Food by DeLeo down to just one, Food by DeLeo. We still do the great meals, just great catering, but we wanted to get under one heading. Mm-hmm. We are starting to reach out in our community, and we made some new contacts for 2022 with some of the local schools around us. I'm in Bernard Street in the city, and there's some need around us, so we're trying to find that need and see what we can do about partnering with others to just love on people when we can. Mm-hmm. We've got a new program we're putting together. We're calling it the Lifestyle Program, where we can do some of these things and maybe we can help coach you through it. Maybe we can get your mindset right. So look out for that from Food by DeLeo. And my new employee, Josh, I hired, he's going to head that up with me. He lost 160 pounds.
Wow.
So yeah, there are a lot of new things, a lot of great things going on. And, we're just going to try and enjoy ourselves, have fun, make Rochester healthier, and see if we can't help the community at the same time.
You got a lot cooking, man. I like it. How can listeners?
I got a good team around me. So
that helps.
Absolutely.
You can get it done. Absolutely. So how can listeners connect with you online, hear more about your business, and sign up for your meals?
So on Instagram, we're still Meals by DeLeo as our hashtag, but hit us up there. Facebook, they can see what we're doing, different things. They can always DM us. And we got a new YouTube channel that we're going to have some of our cooking shows on that I'm doing, and some of my motivational minutes. And some we've also have a few trainers working with me. We're going to have some new workout videos that we're putting out for free content for people to learn and see proper technique. At www.foodbydeleo.com. That's where you can, that's our website. That's where you can sign up for meals or catering. And as always, our phone number's on there. I'm always available for to call, text, email. Anyway, I like keeping in close contact, especially with those that, at Food by DeLeo with our meals, we do have a lot of convenience customers. You know, they like the convenience. The food is absolutely wonderful. It's fresh, never frozen, and all the recipes are mine. So I brag because the food's good, but it is. It's pretty damn good. So some people just sign up, they get the meals and they're happy, and others mm-hmm. need a little bit more direction. Them, I ask that you DM me or email me at jason@foodbydeleo.com, and we start a communication, and then we see what your needs are and what we can do to help you. And a lot of that is, if you get my meals, a lot of that consultation is just part of getting my meals. So there's no mm-hmm. extra charge for it. We just want to make sure that your end result is what you're looking for.
Very nice. Final question. You ready?
Yes.
If you have a friend coming to Rochester who has never been here, where would you take them?
I would take them to Tapas, 177 on St. Paul.
Yeah. Didn't they just close or no? Are they closing?
No.
You
know what? I don't think so.
I thought I heard that, but I've been there. That place is awesome.
Yeah. You know what? It is. I love it. That's my favorite way to eat. And it's kind of a crowd. So it's all different styles, all from all different cuisines. And it's just some small bites. It's a great place to go and try some great food. But I also have a list of about 7 I could just pop off that are my favorite restaurants in Rochester. So
let's hear it, Chef. Let's hear it. What are your top 5?
So I like Fiorella. I like Yama Centro. I love, obviously, Good Luck. Uh-huh. I love Bitter Honey. I love, oh God, the list goes on and on. We got a great, great food city here in Rochester. You know, even McCann's for a sandwich and for some great steaks, you know, so there's.
Lot of meat places. Those are Good Luck. The burger. Yeah. You got to get a plant-based burger. You got to talk to the chef.
So I'll be honest with you. Since I've gone plant-based, I haven't been to Good Luck. Because I go there, you get the steak or you get the burger. And they have the, you know, I've been to Italy and I've gotten the Neapolitan margarita pizza.
Yeah.
And theirs is better. So I've got it in Napoli. So my favorite single pizza in the world is from them.
Oh man. Great food scene in Rochester. Like you said, yeah. Look in the tapas. I thought I heard that. Is that like a dim lighting they have there? The vibe.
Yes.
And then they got like a little private room in the back. It kind of walk downstairs.
Yeah. Downstairs. Yeah. They got the South dancing and,
yeah,
I'll be very disappointed if that's a fact, man.
They've been open for so long. They've been open forever. Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Well, so I'll tell you what, if they did, it gives somebody that's a great vibe to recreate.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, man, I really appreciate your time. I love what you're doing for Rochester, our community. You have such a powerful story. And I know that you want to do some speaking engagements, I think, too, in the future. And man, I definitely encourage you to do that because you got a powerful message and people need to hear it. And you can motivate a lot of people and change a lot of lives. So thank you again for your time and sharing all this.
Thank you very much. And it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you gained a lot of value from what Jason shared with us today. And we'll share this with family and friends. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so you can join me next time with a new local guest in the health and wellness space. I hope you're having an amazing day and I'll talk with you soon. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, I'm Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Are you dealing with aches and pains on a daily basis? I'm here to tell you that it does not have to be like that. I want to help you get out of pain. I want to help you solve your problems. I want to unravel what happened in the past to lead to where you're at now. So if that's you and you have questions about your health, call me, text me, email me. Go to my website, DriscollChiropracticNY.com. Read a little bit more about myself and my approach. You can call or text 585-672-3870. You can email me, info@DriscollChiropracticNY.com. You can find me on Facebook, Driscoll Chiropractic NY, or on Instagram, @DR.Driscoll. One more thing, guys. If you don't mind popping over to Apple Podcast Reviews and leaving me a 5-star review or any star, it doesn't matter. It's just feedback for me. And the goal and the mission of this podcast is to reach more people and to help more people. So thanks again, guys, for listening. It means the world to me. Buckle up. I got some great guests lined up. Talk to you soon.